Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We're about to go around the NFL. I'm Reginald Datatula. Paul Gallant in for the OG John Lopez on this Wednesday. How's it feel?
Now that we're an hour in,
yeah,
it feels like I've never left.
Oh, that's lovely. I'm glad I was able to do that for you.
No, seriously, this has been fun.
It really has been. Fig, you're the ombudsman for this show. Go ahead and play that. You can go ahead and play it. I know as soon as I said ombudsman, you wanted to play it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. That's a word.
Yeah.
I've read it before. I've seen the word, so I know it's a real word, but I have no idea what that means.
Okay, you're not going to give me the, what is it, the Kevin Hart? All right, cool. No problem. Perfect.
I was trying to live with the damn drop.
No problem.
I can't
find
it.
Because, yeah, I was.
You survived this one.
Unnecessarily
man.
Big word. I understand. But how's the show been from your perspective over there?
It's another big word.
It's been good.
Perspective? No, you're not going to get me on perspective. Ombudsman, 100%. I was being a jerk. I'm being flashy.
See, now that I know that this is something you think about, I might mess with you a little bit on this.
Oh, please.
So apologies in advance.
That you would be fitting into the dynamics that the show has established
good,
very
okay.
well. Because John Lopez, funny enough, a dude who probably does not have room to give me flack on that will give me flack on that. But fair enough. Feel free. I am an open book. In that regard, we're about to go around the NFL. People are coming back to
book's a big word.
Coming back, coming back to the fake athletes, Deshaun Watson. Which,
yeah, not only was he fake because of the obvious stuff that kind of happened, he was hiding. But remember, he wrote that book on how to be a leader and all this other stuff.
I didn't know that he did that.
Yeah, he actually wrote a book, had a book that how to be a leader and all this stuff. He got baptized in the Lake of Jordan or something over in Israel and all this other stuff.
Mm.
And then now you see what you see.
I still am waiting for him to tell us his side of the story that he said during his press conference where he just kept on repeating the same three things over and over again, where I never meant to hurt, disrespect, or offend any of those women. And being shut down by the Browns' Baghdad Bob at that press conference for Texans Browns back in the day is something that still triggers me. And I walked out of that.
Too.
Yeah, did you see me?
I was in there with you. Yeah,
because I walked down the hallway and I just started swearing like an absolute psychopath. And thankfully,
that PR guy was like, all right, we going to call the people we want to call.
We made eye contact. I wanted to yell at him, sir, resign. Resign, sir.
He might have took one question from the Houston media.
It was just Mary Kay Cabot, and one Brian T. Smith question.
That was the only one.
Shout out to BTS across the pond.
Big shout out to there. All right, let's go around the NFL now, and if you could help me out with a little bit of audio. NFL Network, apparently there's meetings with NFL owners right now, and if you know NFL owners and their mindset right now, there is one thing, at least when it comes to the actual play of football that they have their mind on. And it is indeed the Tush Push.
Something really interesting that came up yesterday was the Tush Push. Right. We talked to football operations executives yesterday, and Troy Vincent said they are having trouble officiating the Tush Push. This has been an issue all season. Are the Eagles jumping before they should be jumping? And he admitted the line judge, look, that's the judge that would be responsible for calling it, has trouble seeing if they are moving before the snap. And he said they are trying to get better at it. But look, we know that the league tried to get rid of this play in the offseason last year. They talked about the health and safety issues, the concerns about it. And certainly you would expect that as this goes forward, and we expect this to come up again in the offseason, whether they want the Tush Push to remain in the game, you would think, Ian, that their issues with officiating, the fact that they are having a tough time officiating it properly, is going to enter the conversation.
That's Judy Bautista, NFL media, at the fall league meetings. And now we're bringing in having a difficulty officiating. The NFL is trying so hard to get rid of this.
Yeah,
play,
it's about to
they?
Be over with for it.
You would think.
You know, I'm in the place, and I'm somewhere who the Tush Push does not offend my sensibilities as it does with some other people. I think that, you know, it's a football play, and there's some legalities. Obviously, the NFL needs to officiate it properly. But now they're like, well, we can't. So if we can, it's not fair. And it just feels like the owners have been leaning so heavily into trying to get this gone that it's going to get gone.
Maybe it will be gone. I'm not holding my breath because it feels like changes are very hard to come by in this league when something has been allowed and has worked. I still think about some of the things that were leaked out of Jeffrey Lurie's speech that he gave to the NFL owners about being a teenage something. The idea of the Tush Push, but I guess if maybe there is a little smoke here, did you see, Reggie, a couple of weeks ago, I want to say that this was during the Eagles-Chiefs game,
yeah,
where it was clear that the Eagles had false started on a Tush Push, like very clear.
100%.
And videos were posted of this after the game, and the NFL copyright flagged all of them. And we're not just talking, hey, really good quality videos on the internet. We're talking people clearly using their phones to record it off the TV. They struck everything from the record. So that's a sign at the very least that they think the integrity of the game's being challenged. So that might be a sign that they get rid of it. But again, I'm not holding my breath. If people seem to like that this one move works, and the idea is, hey, it's football, stop them. It's just a rugby scrum.
Yeah, and I think that the coalition of people that have allowed this to stay legal, I do wonder if they stand and remain strong, because you mentioned that game. I believe it was that same Eagles-Chiefs game,
yeah,
in which the Eagles had the audacity to get out here and run it four times in a row. And I'm like, if you have people on your side, do you at any point lose some of them? Because, again, when we talk about people, the people that are making this decision are team owners. And their decision making, you know, whoever they appoint to make their decisions for them, and team owners generally, like, you would think that they're doing the best for the team, for the league, and a lot of times they're trying to do the best for themselves. And so there's a lot of teams that were, or a lot of owners that were annoyed by this, and there were some owners that were like, "This is a football play." When it starts coming around and hitting you, and then it also starts becoming a play thing that becomes more annoying in the way that it happens. And you talked about, obviously you have the league office who works at the behest of these owners, mind you, seemingly tipping their hands even further that they are making it a point to try and, you know, de-emphasize this, move away from this. I feel like it only stands to reason that after some time, they'll be able to whip up the votes that'll get this gone, because there's enough pressure clearly being placed towards this being gone.
Couple whiny owners. Just need a couple more whiny owners.
But that, I mean, you've been in a room with, you get a room with 30 people, eventually that's how it's going to go, you know,
yeah.
Is that eventually the loudest and the whiniest either are going to get, it's going to go one way or the other. They're going to get drowned out, or they're going to be able to overcome the room. And right now there's enough of them that are loud and whiny.
Yeah, it seems like it's getting very loud now.
Who would be the best at being loud and whiny and getting rid of this?
Of team owners?
Of all team owners and league executives, general managers, head coaches. Is there anyone out there off the top of your head that you think can do it? I've got one. John Harbaugh, because John Harbaugh is constantly crying about the rules whenever the Patriots play the Ravens.
That feels like a personal slight that you have there.
I've been holding on that one for 10 years. there's got to be someone, though, to what you were saying, Reggie, who can whip them all up. I want to know who. Who is that guy?
I wonder if he still has this, because Jerry Jones seemed to be losing his fastball in a lot of different regards. It feels like if there's anybody who's whipped up votes, if there's anyone who's whipped up votes amongst NFL owners, it's been Jerry Jones. I don't even remember where he stands on this. I need to go back and look at the last vote and see if he was pro or anti tush push. Although now thinking about it, in the NFC East dealing with the Eagles, I imagine he probably wants to get that away from them as fast as possible.
I was going to say everybody in the NFC East probably is like, nah, let's get that out of here.
Let me tell you what about the Philadelphia Eagles. They're doing things the right way. Yeah, I can't do it, Jerry. I need a cocktail glass and an ice cube rotating around.
Michael and Steven and it's very limited. It's a very limited fake.
I can tell you've covered that man before.
I have covered that man. I would like to say some of the things that he said on actual live microphones, except I don't want my voice having said those on record. So we will continue to move on around the NFL here. And mind you, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We continue around the NFL where here's a little bit of business that is getting done. You remember the ESPN acquiring the NFL Network and a few NFL media assets? Mm-hmm. Remember that story?
Yes.
Well, that has officially come to fruition. That deal has been made final. And obviously, we know that that allows ESPN to utilize a few of those trademarks, NFL Network, some NFL media. They will also, interestingly enough, I'm sure fans of fantasy football will love this. NFL's fantasy and ESPN's fantasy platforms seem like they will have a level of merger. The digital rights to NFL Network, as I mentioned, including also Red Zone brand will be owned by ESPN. But interestingly enough, I think that also because of this, ESPN taking ownership of NFL Network, this might round in a roundabout way mean we are done with the ESPN Monday Night Football doubleheaders.
We should have been already. I don't understand either of them. I don't understand why you would start one game and then another game 45 minutes later, an hour later.
Because you're competing against yourself, right?
Exactly. And I've seen some reports about the ratings. It's the worst radio topic afterwards. And it's essentially, though, the same combined ratings that it would have been if it was just one game. And then you have the 6 p.m. start, and you got the 9 p.m. start that we just dealt with. It's 10 p.m. for people on the East Coast. That also I don't really understand either, especially when you're competing against baseball's playoffs at the same time. The NFL is always going to win, but there's definitely some people that were watching that game. Yeah, there's a lot that I don't get with what they're trying to do. I do not get any of the games in Europe. I don't.
Well, there's conversation about even more of those.
I saw.
You know what this is. This is always about more money. So, like, from the Monday Night Football thing, I think it's isolated to ESPN, right? You want to have more of the inventory, and that's what happened. They ended up with an inventory of 23 games. There's 18 weeks. There's going to be some games that you need to have multiple. And so the reason why we might not have any more doubleheaders, if they now own NFL Network, do some of those games move to NFL Network?
I guess.
Those Thursday night games account in some of those types of things account for their inventory. So we might be done with that. On the Europe, which again, part of league meetings, they're talking about expanding, including possibly Saudi Arabia. That's always fun fun for conversation.
Why
isn't
not?
It?
Let's do China too.
Oh, money.
Yeah. Let's do China while we're at it. It's ridiculous. These fields are never ready. They can't handle football players because it's always a small level of grass. It leads to injury. These games are at 8 in the morning. And I'm sorry, this is going to sound like a really stupid take, but whatever. I'm standing by it.
I'm here for it.
My grandfather did not fight in World War II for us to be playing games in Germany.
He invoked his granddaddy?
He did not fight. He would have been a Philadelphia Eagles fan if he was still kicking today. He did not go to Germany for us to play games less than 100 years later against them or in the country that we had to bail out because of the process of appeasement.
Look at proud to be American, Paul.
Go ahead and play that Lee Greenwood. Let it spin right quick. But you know what it is, man? Like, more money. You have to, like, this market, we have to admit, the market of America, like, they have probably sapped out about as much money as they could. And they go, how can we increase growth?
Yeah.
Let's see. Can we get European markets?
I understand.
Can we get Saudi markets? And you said China, and I think you said that jokingly. However,
I know.
I think the NFL would love to be in China.
If you mentioned Saudi Arabia, I'm like, all right, well, if you're going to do Saudi Arabia, you're going to do everything. Like, well, it's
In time. In due time.
Like, I'm just going to say, I don't like it, but I know it's going to
be playing football in Cuba in a minute, too.
Well, see, at least that would be in the same time zone. I think that would be a fun vacation. Like, I could do Cuba.
I had the worst thought, which is,
what?
Does Cuba have the money that the NFL is looking for?
Well, the NFL, I mean, listen, what all of these
with all the sanctions and embargoes that they've had for the longest time?
Yeah, that, you know what? That's actually a fair point. But
sorry to bring geopolitics into this. I apologize.
Well, the NFL wants to be FIFA. The NFL wants to be the Olympic Committee. And, I mean, you've seen what those organizations do when they come into specific cities like here and try to set up an event for the entire world. They're going to build a lot of things that cost everyone here a lot of money, and you're going to be told that it's going to make everybody in the city a whole lot of money after the fact, and then all those things are going to be abandoned 5 years later. That's what they do. Politics. So the NFL's next.
Politics.
Join them, baby.
Which is funny because the NFL has seemingly tried very much to avoid politics, but it'll come through.
Hey, that money talk, man.
Money talks bigger than anything
that's what
else
it's all
you
about.
Can say. Really and truly. Looks like Roger Goodell is speaking live. I'm sure there's going to be some fun things that come out of that. At the fall league meetings. Real quick, around the NFL, a couple more notes. Starting quarterback notes. We do know who will be starting for a couple of teams in week 8 of NFL play, including the Jets. Yes, Justin Field has officially lost his job as Tyrod Taylor is going to go for them.
How dare you ask about Justin Fields' job status going into last week's game where he was benched? How dare you? I like Aaron Glenn. I know John likes Aaron Glenn as well.
Loves him.
Met him. When we did the TV show together back in the day, I think we had him on. I'm wishing him the best. He could not have handled this entire situation worse. Specifically, coming in to this media market that is just a bunch of hyenas.
Correct.
Antagonistically. I just don't think that it could possibly succeed unless you're going to win right away. And they had no chance with Justin Fields under center, who they signed to a 2-year deal. By the way, Daniel Jones, he didn't sign a 2-year deal. He didn't sign a 2-year.
No, I didn't realize that was a 2-year deal. I keep thinking that it's a 1-year.
2 years, 40. Yeah,
I actually thought with the Jets, interestingly enough, when they had made that decision to sign Justin Fields, that it was a refreshing amount of self awareness from them to know we're not actually competing this year. I really do hate it in as old man as I can possibly get. Where back in my day, the NFL, everybody used to try every year. And that's gone, right? And I've got to accept that. And the Jets know that they were not close to competing, so let's just get somebody who's going to hold off. However, I'm 7 weeks in, 8 weeks in now, and I'm looking at it like, oh, that was a bad idea, because now we have a legitimate conversation of, do you start Tyrod Taylor in year whatever, or do you start Justin Fields, who has proven to be downright incapable of playing the position? And that is a tough proposition to send NFL players out there to play the car crash sport with one of those two dudes leading the charge. Right? Like, that's a hard sell.
What's your favorite Tyrod Taylor memory? Was it with the Texans? Is it the time he got stabbed at the chest?
Yeah, it's the time that they had the ancient, the super old New York Giants trainer who had been working there since 1946 puncture his lung because apparently he was not familiar with the needle. That's not why. I'm just saying stuff.
Hey, could you sit still there, Tyrod? I'm going to put this needle in your chest. Oh, it was punctured your heart. I'm sorry.
I had this needle since 1942.
And remember, the reason why...
took me to Germany.
It was a cast iron needle. The reason why he needed to puncture his lung in order... he was trying to take fluid out of his lungs.
Yeah.
He was trying to take fluid out of his lungs. Also, the Vikings will start Carson Wentz. That J.J. McCarthy
sure,
thing,
Vikings
man.
Sure, Vikings fans are thrilled.
That J.J. McCarthy thing, it can't have started worse.
No.
It cannot have started worse for him. Like, to the point where I'm like, are we done here? They seem to keep talking about liking him, but are we done here?
They're hiding him. And this injury has gone from 2 weeks or so to 2 to 4 weeks. And Adam Schefter is literally reporting against himself as far as how long he is supposed to be out. Yeah, it's not going great for
him. Yeah, definitely not good. All right, that's around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, sometimes it's hard to remember it, but we are approaching the NFL trade deadline. November 4th is when that is. And considering the Texans are 2-4, do you need to consider being sellers of sorts? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
From the 713, OMG, I was so confused when I heard Paul when I turned on 610. I miss when Paul had a late night nerd show. Producer Josh.
Yeah,
is that a slight or is that actually?
No, it was nerdy, dude.
Okay, all right.
You had a segment called Nerd It Up.
Right. We would do as if we were talking about a Texans game on a Sunday, we would do deep dives into every single Game of Thrones episode when they came out. And we would talk about like, what does this mean for the Lannister clan, you know.
Oh, so the off-air conversation.
Did they need
we just
to fire Tywin? It was stuff like that. We did this on the air because it was late at night, and we kind of just screwed around.
Sure,
had a lot of freedom. So yeah, it was with Ryan with Josh Beard for a bit. Then it was with Ryan Rocket
Shout out to Ryan Rocket.
And also Figgy would sub in from time to time too.
Yeah,
it was fun. Yeah, I remember that. That was when I was advocating that Jimmy Garoppolo's good, and you're all idiots. You can't see it. Aged very well.
I was like, update. Where are you? Where do you stand at this moment, Paul Gallant?
I'm a lot more self-aware.
Okay.
Than I was back
where the
then.
Hell is he? Is he still with
Las Vegas?
Is he with the Rams?
Nah, or? ain't he with the Raiders?
I think he's with the Rams.
Or is he with the Rams?
I think there was a chance that if Matt Stafford didn't play Week One, that they would have
yeah, because Kenny Pickett with the Raiders.
That's right. Neither of those teams in the JV. At least
damn shame what they did to that dog.
It is. All right. Let's talk about this Texas team, 2-4 now, and this 2-4 is a lot different than the 3-3 that was the possible if you would come out and, you know, frankly, not shown your ass on that field at Lumen Field on Monday. But unfortunately, this is where you live in. This is the area that, in fact, we were talking about yesterday standings-wise. You are 10th in the AFC, sandwiched nicely between, I believe it was the who was just ahead of you? I know the Cincinnati Bengals were right below the Cincinnati Bengals as currently
who
held.
Who have a pulse with Joe Flacco. Look at you. You're looking up at a team that actually seems like it has a chance towards the end of the year if they get Joe Burrow back and they're quarterbacked by Joe Flacco.
I don't want to go that far, but they got a win with Joe Flacco, so I can't talk too crazy about him. And then you're just ahead of the Las Vegas Raiders and Cleveland Browns, who have the same record. Like, this is the territory that you exist in. In fact, we'll talk a little bit about that more in a different light later on in the program. However, the question has to come up. Has to. Especially in light of the way that they decided to operate on Monday, crazily. Is it time to consider selling, right? Again, you are, a week and a half away, or 2 weeks rather, away from the trade deadline, November 4th. And I know football is not baseball in this regard, where like you're full buyers or sellers. NFL trade deadline ends up being a little bit more nuanced. But do they have to consider like making moves that would then look forward as you're 2-4 and, you know.
Seller kind of moves?
Yeah, seller
trading
type
for
moves.
Picks.
Yeah.
So I think it's morally wrong in football to tank. I
strong
tell,
agree. God bless
tell,
you, Paul Gallant.
I can tell that you felt the same way.
God bless you.
It's ridiculous that it has been enabled. It's the Philadelphia 76ers-ification.
Trust the process.
They exactly. Lit 4 years on fire. Sam Hinkie is a criminal to me. That you light 4 years on fire. Because also, the sleight of hand is, well, we were planning on being bad. Mm-hmm. So this is all part of the process. All failures were just a part of what we were doing.
And it ferments loser juice, as I call it.
And what did that get them?
Because, hey, it's okay, Joel Embiid. You don't have to be in shape. You just have to be in shape when we're good. Hey, Ben Simmons, you don't really have to work on anything. Hell, go on a mental health break for 5 years. It's okay. And it ferments and it turns your operation into something that's not good. So I really hate the idea of tanking. I also don't like the idea that, hey, if I get a pick for a player, I'm going to nail that pick. And then I'm just going to look at it from the realistic perspective, Reggie. Right now, this team is certainly thinking about its job. Nick Caserio is, D'Amico Ryan's to a lesser extent, but there are people in this building that if they're going to do anything, they're going to add. And I wonder if they do decide to make a move, given that they still seem hesitant to put some of the young players out there who I think have earned playing time. Specifically, I'd point to Jalen Knoll. Jaden Higgins was open a bunch last night or on Monday night as well. But if you like veterans, is it maybe that they need to go after a veteran player of some sorts on offense?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But at that point, what's the point of your acquisition? Because you did acquisition for these young players thinking that you would utilize them. I think, like, my mother would be, frankly, just appalled. You got food at home, right? Like, you out here talking about McDonald's. I see that spaghetti in there. Get in there and eat it, right? That spaghetti being Jalen Knoll, who you had to basically fall ass backwards into giving him the football, and he ended up being one of the few people that created separation, you were able to get the ball to. I don't know how much you consider the separation, because I know you said that Jaden Higgins was open, and that was at the period of time that I have of the game, rather, that I have described as running out of place, when they were just out here like, all right, run deep.
Did you play NFL Blitz?
I actually kind of hate NFL Blitz.
Okay, fair
but
enough.
But I have played it, for sure.
So there's a certain point. If you're playing a sports video game and things aren't going well, you're just going to chuck it deep. So there's like the four verticals.
Oh, 100%.
I saw some people posting Madden plays online in the middle of Monday Night Football. But there's this play in NFL Blitz, and I just call it every single play. It was called Da Bomb. D-A space B-O-M-B. And that one three-play sequence at the very end of the game, like, it felt like C.J. Stroud was just like, screw it. I'm just going to chuck it deep, and maybe we'll get a Hail Mary or a pass interference or something like that.
They had
that.
Vertical routes on like four straight plays, mm-hmm. one of which was invalidated due to, was it a penalty, or did they just not okay the ball or whatever?
I don't want to remember. How about that?
That is fair. But give us forget juice.
I'm looking at how they use the young players, and at a certain point, you got to trust him. You drafted him the second and third round. Jalen Knoll belongs on a football field. I think Higgins has shown promise when he's been given opportunities, and they're going away from it. And I wonder, you know, I just for the life of me cannot understand why Braxton Berrios got more snaps after barely playing all year than Jalen Knoll did on Monday night.
Especially when, because in theory, right, in a vacuum, you can sell me on the idea of this particular offense, which I'm sure people are sick of hearing me mention that specifically, but this particular offense, the slot receiver has options, and you know they have to make decisions where they read the field, they know the playbook incredibly well, and you might be inclined to believe that a veteran has a better grasp on how to make those decisions. And then I look at the actual play, and Braxton Berrios has at least one that I recall vividly, where he's on the outside on the right side. I think there was a motion that made him the outside man on the right side. Still a pretty condensed split where he goes and he runs a hook and he does not create separation. And it seemed like CJ was expecting him to break out. And I'm like, well, then what's the bleeping point, right? Yeah. If you're not going to make the right decision as the veteran guy, which maybe you were not given the right foundation to make the right decision, seeing as you have been a healthy scratch for a few weeks here, then why did you go and do that? Why did you decide to have a lot of rotation at left guard? Why did you decide to have Braxton Berrios return punts? Like, why did you decide to do any of these things? Again, it all comes back to there's real questions on the way that they're implementing them. But at the very least, I don't get this unwillingness to use Knoll.
No, I don't either. And Knoll should have played more. To what you're saying about Berrios, okay, like, you haven't been in the offense at all. Why are you on the field? Is it because Nick Cayley was with the Patriots and Berrios started his career with the Patriots way back in the day and Nick Caserio was back there? Like, it's weird favoritism that is also a D'Amico Ryans problem, but could be the Patriots part of this organization problem too.
I hadn't really brought it to the D'Amico Ryans favoritism issues as well.
Oh, I mean, that's the Derek Stingley thing going on right now. That's what this is. Him calling out Derek Stingley. I remember when D'Amico first came in here, it did not feel like D'Amico was the biggest Derek Stingley Jr. believer. And then he became one, but now, I don't know, maybe he's fallen out of favor with them. Because D'Amico does have his guys, and all coaches have their guys. It's not an exclusive thing, but, you know, he would freeze people out, like, you know, a Steven Nelson, a C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Sure.
They're out very quickly. Definitely a little bit different with those guys versus a Stingley. But to bring it back to talking about maybe adding in some sort of offensive weapon.
100%, because that was what I was thinking is, again, I hear you on the don't sell. But then where do you buy, if you buy, that's actually going to make a tangible impact, especially if we're talking about this being decision-making issues here?
Tyler Lockett. It seems like
you're
the Tennessee
sold on
Titans.
This.
Look, I at this point, screw it. Christian Kirk's, it's been a failure. The injury problem that he had in Jacksonville, it's happening again here. You need to have, if you feel as an offense that you got to have some sort of veteran guy in here, then a guy in Tyler Lockett, who's definitely not the Tyler Lockett of old.
No,
but a
not
guy,
at all.
But I'm not going to hold his numbers in Tennessee against him. That's a disastrous situation.
Would you like to hold his numbers in Seattle against him?
Look, I know. Believe me, I know he's going down.
Fair enough.
Do understand that. What I'm saying is that when Tyler Lockett was good, this is a guy that was a surprising deep threat considering his height and was a guy that could get open in short range. If he's on waivers right now because the Titans are essentially just going to release him, you got to at the very least make a phone call. If you are a team that believes that you need to have veteran receivers out there. But I think that we both agree it is time to let Jaden Higgins and Jalen Knoll go do their thing. I'm tired of seeing the veteran players getting phased in there that don't seem to have a place in the NFL long term. Dario Gunbowale, Braxton Berrios, come on, put the young guys in, let them cook.
I mean, his separation, his ability to get average separation has gone down and down. But I hear you in the context of you're not saying that he's great, but is this something that you can kick the tires and find somebody? The problem I have with it, though, is again, that feels like it's somewhat in line with the Braxton Berrios. Well, you have someone who's a veteran, and that means that they'll be able to grab this offense. And right now, the offense, again, seems like it's unnecessarily complex while also not providing answers, right? Nothing is easy for C.J. Stroud, and not trying to absolve C.J. Stroud of his issues because you talked about Higgins being open, and maybe those were tough throws to make, but it's not like he got anywhere close to making those at that juncture.
He's missing them, and he's not seeing them.
But there's not easy answers here.
No.
And then dropping Tyler Lockett in doesn't feel like an opportunity for easy answers.
It's one of those things where if I'm trying to operate with their mindset.
Yeah, fair enough.
And if I'm operating with their mindset, try that. But I think everybody that follows this team is wondering, wait a second, so Jalen Knoll looks good as a punt returner, and you're taking him out from being punt returner.
That's right.
Monday night, Braxton Berrios slips and falls on his face in one of the returns that he makes afterwards. It did happen. And you're also taking him off the field on offense. And still, despite having less snaps than Braxton Berrios, he has, what, 4 catches for nearly 80 yards or so? So how does that make any sense?
It doesn't. That's the answer.
Okay.
Like, we don't have to. It doesn't. It doesn't. Let's see if they can start making smart decisions this week. Who are they playing against? Is it anybody of any real repute? Oh, the San Francisco 49ers.
There's going to be a lot of Reddit energy.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including the NBA was back, but in a different way. Back on NBA on NBC. How did you appreciate the experience? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next. All right, let's get into what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And when it comes to Houston sports, there was one going last night. And I mean, it had the biggest platform in all the sports last night, right?
Like, it did.
Without question. Because, I mean, World Series doesn't start till Friday. Obviously, Monday Night Football was behind us. You had opening night for the NBA. And it was the ring night portion of it where your Houston Rockets face off against the reigning champions. And so that was a fantastic opportunity. But even more so, it was a big, big celebration because it was the return of the NBA to NBC, this deeply nostalgic.
Give me the ball because I'm going to dunk it. Yeah.
A Saturday Night Live fan.
Basketball. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, and so before we even get into some more of like what was happening for the Rockets, like, how did it feel to have NBA on NBC back, man?
It first off, Roundball Rock rules. It's a shame that we ever went away from it. The NBA should have bought it from NBC.
What they said, 23 years?
Although, we've heard it because, remember, Fox Sports acquired it?
For Big East basketball.
It was the weirdest thing in the world.
Yeah, that was so crazy. I'm like, what?
It was the weirdest thing to see, like, here comes, what Big East team?
It's Georgetown and Xavier next on FS1.
It was sick. It was disgusting. So it is good to see that back where it belonged. It felt like NBC did a great job of making this a big event.
They did. Tirico's voice, I think, also added to it. I forgot that he used to call NBA games because it's been 9 years
since
he left ESPN for NBC.
And I'm surprised that he's going to be the number one guy in addition to being their Sunday Night Football guy as well.
I am too, but listen, that guy No one knows the rules in sports better than Mike Tirico. I think That's Tirico is fantastic. I'm a little biased. I'm a Syracuse guy. He's a Syracuse guy. But Tirico is really good. And in addition to having Roundball Rock back and the majesty of a Mike Tirico voice on the call to add a little gravitas, you have Michael Jordan at halftime.
Okay. This is exactly what I wanted to talk about. So one of the big things that NBC has done in trying to make this a big deal is that Michael Jordan was made a special contributor. And for a long time, we were like, what the bleep does that mean, Kobe Bryant? Right? And ultimately, the answer was, it's a feature segment called MJ Insights to Excellence. We saw part one last night. It's an interview segment between Mike Tirico and MJ. And the series will continue throughout the season, right? Apparently, when they say series, they don't mean multiple sit-downs. This is one. This feels like one interview chopped up. And I'm like, Michael Jordan just absolutely stole from NBC, which honestly...
Are you surprised at this, though?
I am, but I'm not.
I was surprised he was even getting into this.
Yes.
When we first talked about this, I'm like, wait, Michael Jordan about to be a part of NBC doing this type of stuff?
No.
Like, who got him off the golf course?
Like, this is almost... Yeah, this might be a little aggressive. This is basically propaganda, man. Like, this is. I want an opportunity to talk to the masses about things that I want to and who.
People forget about me because of LeBron.
That's kind of what this is.
I see where you're going.
Be visible. And I'm not even doing, like, LeBron versus, like, this does feel like this is kind of vanity project, which, to be fair, it should be. Like, Michael Jordan, if anybody in basketball carries that gravitas, so it's going to sell. However, I think this is going to be a largely useless thing that they do continuously.
Useless. Were you not intrigued at all?
I mean, in the general thought,
did you find yourself actually focusing on the interview at halftime, unlike you normally would for a basketball game?
Well, I focused out of just pure curiosity of what is this thing going to be, and then when I figured out, at least what I believe that I figured out, because I'm not so presumptuous to say that I know exactly where this is all going to go, but when I believe that I figured out what this is going to be, I'm like, this is not going to add value to me.
I actually enjoyed this interview more than I thought, man.
You did? I did too.
No, yeah. I'll be the curmudgeon here. That's fine.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't really hear from Michael Jordan as much.
And that's exactly why I felt
Don't really get the interviews like that.
You get a little bit of him. It's a lot. And now, I think that Mike Tirico was going a little overboard with to everything that Michael Jordan was saying. But I liked hearing Michael Jordan talk about things. Because the last time
when
we
got to see
him...
When he talked about him picking up a basketball and shooting a free...
I don't know if I believe that story, but considering that's the first time that we've really got to see him speak to us, to you, to me, it was cool because the last time was the Last Dance documentary, which was the only thing that there was to watch during the early days of the pandemic.
Correct.
Yeah. Nah, I kind of enjoy it because I was thinking the same thing, like, man, I don't want to hear from this fluff. But I'm like, damn, I left that interview, that little piece of an interview. I'm like, damn, I kind of want to know how you feel about the NBA now.
Yeah.
I kind of want to know
too.
What players he watch and all his other. I found myself wanting more.
And even if he is being a curmudgeon like Reggie is right here.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Even if he's being a curmudgeon, it'd be kind of awesome to hear, finally, Michael Jordan enter the fray and talk about how this generation is soft, which, let's be honest, he's going to do that.
Yeah.
I want Michael Jordan to do it, though. I want him to talk trash about this generation.
And they tease, he got to take on load management that we're going to play next.
Yeah, that's the next one.
I'm like, okay, I want to hear what he got to say about load management.
And this is where definitely I am now, like, editorializing or hoping that there's a level of editorial in this that I kind of am looking forward to if the possibility is that he goes left where we think he goes right. Right? Like, if he's like, actually, I understand.
Unpredictable,
this,
yeah.
Right? If it is just here comes old man yelling at cloud, which again, I understand it's just the nostalgia of it where we have not. You know what it is? Actually, I'm just going to go ahead and reverse course there. You know what this is? Y'all are literally thirsty. Well, actually, not literally. Figuratively thirsty in this. It is just.
Oh, I am.
We have not gotten a sip of Michael Jordan in a long time. And so whatever you give me, I will take happily. Which is why NBC could pay him handsomely in order to do basically a glorified podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, this is what this is. This is a glorified podcast that we're putting on NBA and on NBC.
I did not put that together, though, what you had said, that this is probably just one long interview that they're going to air clips from. And, I mean, to what you were saying, brilliant by Michael Jordan.
Great work if you can get it, man.
Do you think that it would be really funny if they get wise to this and they're like, hey, let's redo this, but, like, change your wardrobe so that this isn't, it doesn't look like we're just doing this over and
over. And
then
it's not him coming to a studio or anything. He had the crib. He had his house.
And to be fair, when you're a subject of the magnitude of Michael Jordan, you dictate the way that people meet you.
That's why he's Michael Jordan, man. That's why you never see him, man.
I do hope, though, that that Tirico does kind of probe him into places where we get some real value. Because ultimately, I think that as much as I love the fun of Inside the NBA, and we'll get that on ESPN tonight and tomorrow before they go away for a very, very long time and the weirdest thing ever, if they can bring some substance to halftime, which I felt coming back to the NBA and NBC, they did a great job pre and post game. They felt big, and I wonder how much of that is just being broadcast television, but it felt big, and it felt like it focused on the game itself. I do appreciate the fun that, like I said, Inside the NBA brings, but it feels like sometimes they're a little light on substance. This felt substantive.
Yeah, it's better than what ESPN's been doing for a while, to have Michael Jordan or to have the Inside the NBA guys. I want one of those. ESPN had this, hey, everyone takes a turn talking, no one's actually talking to each other kind of deal, where you'd go around the panel, everyone says their thing, and then you move on. I will watch a in-the-can Michael Jordan interview or the Inside the NBA guys talking about, I don't know, globalism. Like
I don't know. That one's a little dicey.
Either or. I will take either of them over what we normally get. I definitely, to what you were saying, the one thing I maybe want a little bit more of, and this is one of my frustrations with NBC, I want a little more in the pregame. I want a little more. I feel like NBA's light in the pregame department ever since Dan Patrick moved on.
I wasn't feeling the pregame show. I ain't going to lie to you. I like Maria Taylor, but for some reason, I wasn't feeling Mello.
No, me neither.
Who was it? Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady. I kind of wasn't feeling it.
I think they need to find a little bit of, like,
it's early too.
Right. Camaraderie and rapport. Yeah. That, because early on, Inside the NBA was fairly light as well.
I think they
developed it. And I also wonder how much that is ring night, where you have so much of the ceremony that you have to broadcast that cuts into the way that you prep for this. One more thing on NBA on NBC before we move this along, and actually talk about the Rockets just a little bit here. I did feel like, because we will talk more about the Rockets, I actually have an interesting question about Tari Eason that I'd like to float by you, Paul. But I thought the way that they handled the broadcast booth made Reggie Miller tolerable, which is a credit. That is an absolute credit to basketball.
I'm not a Reggie Miller fan. Is anyone?
I have the same name as the dude.
I still wasn't a fan, to be honest.
And fair, but
it was kind of irritating. It wasn't as bad as TNT, but I was still getting a little irritated.
Right. It felt like Tirico gave him a little ribbing, and more importantly, I thought Jamal Crawford was fantastic to pair with him to kind of tether him to the game, to reality a little bit, and keeping it really fun. So I enjoyed the broadcast all the way around. I did too.
It's good to have something new to get you through an NBA season. And also, I like that it was on over-the-air TV. I got an antenna.
That's the other thing too, man. That's the other thing. It's on regular TV, man. NBC.
I was shocked when I saw that. I was like, oh, surely it's going to be on Peacock, like the NFL does with some of their games.
But that's one of the things with the part of their deal is that they're going to have some Peacock exclusives.
There's going to be some Peacock exclusives, but it was cool. Like, I can't remember the last time that I changed it to channel 2 and I was watching a basketball
game. And for opening night too.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like a last game of the season type deal. This is opening night.
Opening night. It was a big deal.
Biggest takeaway from the court when it came to Rockets for you, Paul?
Alperen Şengün has taken a step forward. How big is that step? We will find out over the course of the year. But he's 5 of 8 from outside. He's doing all the things that we've seen him do to initiate the offense. I thought that he looked still like he had his legs underneath him. In overtime, number one and number two, which is pretty crazy considering he's probably had the most work this offseason of anyone on the Rockets, given that he took Turkey all the way to the Eurobasket final.
He sure did.
It's something to be very excited about, to see him look the way that he did last night.
Half-court offense, still a little sloppy, but understandable against a Thunder team. No point guard, but then understandable against a Thunder team with great defense and particularly ball pressure at point of attack.
Yeah.
The thing that I've been watching in the preseason, yes, I'm a sicko that watches preseason, is that zone defense that they throw out there. People were able to get into the middle of it, and especially once OKC found their way, like in the third quarter, they started figuring out how to attack it. I'm going to be watching very closely over the course of the early portions of the season just how solid defensively this Rockets team remains, especially when they have that jumbo sky lineup that they throw out there.
Yeah, look, they got the length and they got the mindset that Ime Udoka installed.
Yeah.
Should be good, but yeah, we'll see.
Fair enough. There you go. That's what's popping here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I want to return to the Texans, rather, because you said something earlier, Paul, that really caught my attention, and I want to examine it further. What is D'Amico Ryans' ceiling as a head coach? 713-572-4610. That's the number to text. Let's discuss that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.